Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey there, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm glad you're with me today. I am a real estate investor. I am also a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I also do the free workshops. In fact, we're having one coming up. I get to do one on Tuesday. That's the 22nd, and that's going to be 8:30 Central Time in the evening. It'll be live streamed, so you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, and you can sign up for that. But today, I want to talk to you for the next hour. I want to talk to you about how to have enough income to retire in 5 years or less and enjoy the life of your dreams. And if not that, even possibly how to retire rich, because we have a lot of people do that with Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'm telling you, as I get started today, you need to put the pedal to the metal and get going for three specific reasons. Number one, and I'm telling you today, I'm going to tell you how to get to the point of retiring in 5 years or less, okay? So hang with me on that. But here are the three reasons why you need to really get going and get serious about this. Number one, I guess Joe Biden is going to be president. I don't know, some people are still saying there's like a chance Trump could be. I don't know, I'm not paying attention to all that stuff, but here's the deal. If Biden is president, this is not political. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. This is what he said he's going to do. He's going to raise taxes. He's going to raise taxes on corporations. He's going to raise taxes on people. Now, just in case you didn't know, corporations don't pay taxes. They never pay taxes. They pass the savings or the taxes onto you when that happens. So it's always a crazy idea to do that. But he said he's going to do that. He's also going to spend a lot of money, a ton of money. Now, I know Trump spent a ton of money too. Never a good idea. AOC wants to end mortgage payments and rent, which is just crazy. The things that she says just blow my mind. But that's probably not going to happen. But, Biden said he wants to take your guns away, and he wants to restrict oil production and end fracking. And by the way, these are just facts. I'm not saying anything political. I'm just telling you what he has said. He wants to restrict oil production. He wants to end fracking so we're no longer energy independent. You realize, in November of 2019, the U.S. became energy independent for the first time in about 50 years. We became a net exporter of oil. That's why your gas prices are low. That's why bills are low. Remember Jimmy Carter and the gas lines, if you're old enough to remember that. I was a kid then, but I remember there were these long, long gas lines because there's the oil cartel. Joe Biden's policies will take us back there and increase the cost of living. I'm telling you, in light of that, you need to get going and start figuring out how you're going to become financially independent. How you are going to find financial freedom. You don't need to waste any time on that. You really need to focus on it. You need to concentrate on it. Number two, it's year end. It's a great time to be buying real estate. People slow down. It's winter. They get lazy. Everybody's eating. It's the holidays. They quit going to the gym. They quit investing in real estate. So if somebody is trying to sell something right now, that means they are really motivated. So it's a good time for you to find a good deal. I try to do the opposite of what everybody else is doing, at least in terms of certain areas of my life, like in terms of grocery shopping. I never go to the grocery on a Saturday or Sunday, or I try not to. I shouldn't say that. Sometimes I get a hunger for something, I got to go anyway. But I try not to do that. I want to do the opposite of whatever else is doing. Same thing with buying real estate. This is a great time because, like I said, if someone's trying to sell something right now, it's because they want to get it moving. So, good time. People are lazy. It's winter time. People are in hibernation like big bears. So go ahead. If you're wanting to do real estate investing, if you have money to go out and buy something, start looking right now. Thirdly, you need financial freedom. Everybody needs financial freedom. I don't know why you need financial freedom. I don't know what your big why is. The why for you may be different than the why for me. Maybe you want to go to bed at night and not worry if the boss is mad at you. That would be your dream. Maybe you want to move from job security to income security, where you don't have to worry about income. One of the first case studies that I ever went to when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, actually before I joined, was a 20-something guy. He was telling about properties that he had bought. He wanted passive income, so he bought a couple of rental properties, single-family homes, and he even bought a home to live in, and he rented out all the rooms to his friends. And then he got laid off. And you know what? Who cares? Because he had income. He had enough passive income to exceed what his bills were. And he just was in his 20s. Maybe that's your big why. You just want to have security so that if something happens, maybe you break a leg, you get fired, you get laid off, whatever the case is, you don't have to worry about it because you've got passive income, because you've got rental properties. With all that in mind, you got two ways to go about becoming financially independent. You can either get a giant bag of money and live off of that, Now, financial experts advise, I talk about this all the time, that the average 65-year-old needs to have between $1 million and $1.5 million set aside for retirement. My answer is, even if I have $1 million, how does that help? Because let's say you have $1 million saved. How much cash flow are you going to get from that? Well, the average person is going to be 2% of it sitting in a bank. So welcome to the golden years. You're making $20,000 a year. But let's say you're a financial genius, and somehow in this low interest rate environment, you're somehow able to get 4% or 5%. That's $40,000 a year or $50,000 a year. If you have that much money saved, if you got $1 million, a big bag of money, $1 million worth, my guess is you are making a lot more than $40,000 a year. So there go the golden years. Either you're either gonna live on $40,000 a year, or you're gonna start consuming your retirement dollars. 60-somethings in America, age 60 to 69, average savings is $172,000. That means if you're an average American, then you can earn 2% on cash flow on that $172,000. You're now living on $3,440 a year, or you're gonna live for 2 years if you start consuming your retirement dollars, and then you get to spend your retirement years working at Walmart. You're gonna be out there greeting the kids as they come in, living on spam, which is great if you're Hawaiian, but if you're not Hawaiian, and probably spam is kind of gross to you. Hawaiians love spam. They have spam burgers and McDonald's there in Hawaii. I haven't been there. I just know that. I heard that. That's a rumor I heard. Anyway, for most people, and this is for you, a big bag of cash won't get you to financial freedom. Financial freedom being you have enough passive income to meet or exceed your bills. I mean, while you are sleeping, you are making money. That's what you want. So the other way to get financial freedom is passive income from residential real estate. And the idea is to amass enough passive streams of income to meet or exceed your bills. And we can teach people to retire in 5 years or less than that with that $172,000. So hang with me. I'm going to get into this a little bit more as we get on the other side of the break. Glad you're with me. David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited.
Joe Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Dell, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Dell Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, glad you're back with me. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. Hey, today I am talking about, I love to say, hey, I need to quit doing that. I say that way too much. I was telling you before the break, you need to put the pedal to the metal and get going with your real estate investing for a couple reasons. One, if Joe Biden's president, he said he's going to raise taxes, he's going to restrict oil production, he's going to end fracking. We're no longer to be energy independent. We were energy independent since November 2019 for the first time in, I want to say about 50 years. You can fact check me on that. I'm not sure exactly, but became a net export of oil. So prices will go up of everything. Because everything's affected by the price of oil. It's a great time. This time of year is a great time to start investing in real estate because people are lazy and people are not motivated right now. It's a holiday and then the beginning of the year. And so you want to hit the ground running. In addition to that, you need financial freedom. You need to get to a position where you have more passive income. Your passive income meets or exceeds the bills that you have to pay. And so I said on the beginning of the break, we're going to get into that after the break. And so want to talk to you for just a minute. One thing I want you to do is I want you to clear your mind of distractions. My dad, he loved things political. And he would watch all the news shows. He would listen to the radio shows. And it was a big distraction. But he was retired. He just loved that stuff. But he had no control over any of it. So it just made him mad. And so if you don't have control over something, that's a distraction. It's getting in the way of your goals. And so what I want you to do is, Tony Robbins says, energy flows where attention goes. And that is so true. Energy flows where attention goes. And so if there's anything in your life, in your mind, right now that is in the way of your getting financial independence, you need to put it aside. So set your mind on financial independence, keep your attention on that, starve your distractions, feed your focus, starve your distractions, feed your focus. I'm going to see how many pithy sayings I can fit into one radio show. I've gotten two so far. Here, let me add another one. This is Zig Ziglar. By the way, you should Google Zig Ziglar if you've never listened to him. He's got a bunch of his things on YouTube. He passed away. He was a Dallas guy. But he said, repetition is the mother of learning, the father of action, which makes it the architect of accomplishment. I put that on my Facebook page actually today. Right now, you don't have time for things that will not help you reach your goal. So you need to get moving. And I want to give you a tool to do that today. I'm going to share with you some of the key principles from Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. Now, this book, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, Del Walmsley read that book years ago, founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. It revolutionized his thinking. I think he said he's read it, I want to say 7 or 8 times. I'm not sure how many times he's read it, but quite a few. And he became a multimillionaire, but more than that, he created Lifestyles Unlimited with close to 50,000 members, or over 50,000 members, actually. He has retired literally thousands of people just by teaching them how to invest in real estate. And one of the things that he says really helped him was that book, Think and Grow Rich. So let's kind of talk through a little bit of that for the rest of the show and get you moving forward. The number one principle in that book is desire. By the way, Napoleon Hill supposedly interviewed 500 super successful, super rich people and came up with these principles for the book. Number one is desire. You have to want it. And Hill said this in the book. He said, wishing will not bring riches, but desiring riches with a state of mind that becomes an obsession, then planning definite ways and means to acquire riches and backing those plans with persistence, which does not recognize failure, will bring riches. Now, I really don't like the idea of talking about riches. I mean, if that's your big why is just to get rich, good luck on that. I mean, some people do that, but I think anything you want in life, you have to have a desire to want it. And so wishing will not bring you that thing. The point of this whole deal right here, he says, you need to have a state of mind where that thing becomes an obsession. Now, the truth is, many people want financial freedom. They really do. They want it. They say, man, I wish I had some way to make money. Warren Buffett says, if you can make money while you sleep, you'll be good. That's not an exact quote. Go look it up. But he says, but that's the idea, is to be able to make money while you sleep. That's how you find financial freedom. A lot of people want that. But they also want to come home every night and watch TV and sit on the couch and eat Cheetos and get a fat butt. Or they want to go out and eat, or they want to do some other time killer. And for some people, it's not because they don't want financial freedom. They just don't think it's attainable. I'd love to fly like Superman. And if it was possible, maybe I would obsess about it then. If you told me, David, I could teach you how to fly like Superman, oh, that would be gold. I would be all over that. I'm going to obsess over it day and night. I would be thinking about it in my dreams, thinking about it when I wake up in the morning. I'm going to learn how to fly. I'd be doing that all the time. But I would obsess over it. But I don't obsess over it. But you know why? Because it's not attainable. I can't fly. There's nothing I can do to make myself fly. And for some people, they feel that way about achieving financial freedom. They say, you know what? There is just no way for me to get there. So I can't get amped up about it. I can't get stoked about it. Why would I get stoked about the impossible? The truth is, you can get there. One of our mentors in San Antonio is a guy by the name of Alex Clark. He is gold. He worked himself to death. He has stories to tell about, you know, being out in his car. I think his car broke down. His credit card was maxed out. He just had a lot of trouble. And so he decided he wanted financial independence so bad that he began reading every book that he could get his hands on that had the word money in it, in the title, or wealth, or riches, anything associated with that. And he became obsessing about being wealthy. He became very successful at his job. I think he worked for AT&T at the time. Had a great crew. Was really doing well at that. Started collecting all kind of financial instruments. He had paper bonds, bearer bonds. He had gold. He had silver. Doing all these things. Then one day, After being on that big search, he found Lifestyles Unlimited, and he knew he had found the secret to financial independence by investing in single-family and multifamily apartment complexes and single-family homes rental property. Today, he owns over 1,000 doors. He is a multimillionaire. His wife is real estate retired. She got like Teacher of the Year 1 year, and after they gave her the big award, she went to the principal's office and said, "Oh, by the way, I'm retiring because my husband has gotten us to financial independence," and so he retired. So he really is living the lifestyle. For me, I never could get that amped up about just searching and searching for a way to get financial independence. I just thought it was impossible. So I thought I'm going to be working until I'm 103. But then I found Lifestyles Unlimited, and I thought, okay, this is the key. This is the ticket. I can invest in single family property, cash flowing $400 a month, and I just keep chunking away at my bills by getting one property after another that is giving me $400 a month in cash flow, and I can get to financial freedom, and then I can move up to apartment complexes, just like Alex Clark did, just like you can do. So if you want financial freedom, you need to think about what it is that you want. What it is that you want. And if it's financial freedom, you need to begin thinking about that, begin obsessing about that, become focused on that. And like I said, where energy flows, like Tony Robbins said, not me, where energy flows, attention goes. Begin focusing your attention on that idea of financial freedom. And we can help you get there and explain how to get there. When we get back on the other side of the break, we're going to continue. We're talking about Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. Glad you're with me today. It's a beautiful day and going to be a great year for you and for me. Talk to you on the other side of the break.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
A guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, "You know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck." He says, "I've lived through two of those cycles." So he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. Glad you're with me today. I mentioned at the beginning, I'm a real estate investor. I'm also a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and I do our free workshop, which is right now everything is live streamed, and we have one coming up this Tuesday night at 8:30. That's just a couple days before Christmas, and I would love for you to join me for that. I'll teach you how to retire in 5 years or less. I'll share with you the five ways that we make money through real estate in a lot of detail. I refer to it different times on the radio, but I really go through it step by step so you can understand it well during that 90-minute seminar workshop. Would love to have you join me for that. Today we are talking about how to achieve financial freedom, how to get to that point, that place where you have more passive income than you have expenses. Hit the first one. The first one, number one, was desire. You have to want it. And I said a lot of people, they want financial freedom, but they think it's just impossible, so I'm not even going to think about it. No, you need to think about it because it is possible. We can show you how to get there in specific detail. Number two is, which is kind of associated with that, is, and by the way, this is from the book Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. Number two is believe that you can achieve your goal. Accumulating wealth starts with a mindset that you believe you can. Hill said, "Riches begin in the form of thought. The amount is limited only to the person in whose mind the thought is put into action. Faith removes limitations." Self-made millionaire and author Steve Siebold writes, he said, "Being rich isn't a privilege. Being rich is a right. If you create massive value for others, you have a right to be as rich as you want." Now, I agree and disagree with that statement. I mean, if you live in a third world country, if you live in poverty and you have no education, no ability to read, all those kind of things going on in certain parts of the world, that's not true. But if you're listening to me on the radio, you live in the United States, it pretty much is true for you. So what you need to do, like I said, the number two principle from Think and Grow Rich is you have to believe that you can achieve your goal. Now, I can prove to you that you can achieve your goal. If you come to my workshop, you come to our two-day class, we can show you that very clearly. Once you do, though, you need to grow your faith. Now, why do people go to church? Well, they go to church to grow their faith. I mean, if they go to a good church, Maybe if you go to a bad church, it's not so much. But if you go to a good church, you get grows your faith. You get around other people who believe the same thing. You have someone, you got a preacher who is encouraging you and telling you how to grow your faith and saying those things that will make you feel better. You hear other people talk about things that happen in their lives to grow their faith. So you need to get somewhere where you grow your faith. One of the ways that I do that, now in terms of real estate investing, there are a lot of different opportunities where you can do that. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we have case studies every single month. And this is not an advertisement for Lifestyles. I'm just telling you what the deal is. We have case studies every month. We have three of them every month. We have two single family case studies and one multifamily case study. Now that is where somebody tells the story of how they did their investing. They give a specific example. Here's a house that I bought. I was actually in 2017. I was one of the case studies on a house that I bought. I showed pictures before and after. I told everything. Here are the contractors I used. Here's how much money it took me. Here's the hard money lender I used. All those things. I told everything. And then I answered questions. For me, going to case study and hearing something like the guy I mentioned in the beginning, 20-something-year-old, bought a couple of single-family properties. He had cash flow from that. Then he bought a house and he rented out of the rooms to his friends. He lost his job and he didn't care because he had all of his expenses were paid by the passive income that he was making. You come to case study, you hear about people. There's a couple, Sean and Heather, they were in June of this year. Sean was an Air Force veteran. Heather was a marketing executive. They joined in 2008 to learn how to purchase appreciating assets that would allow them to stop depending on their jobs. They had no real estate background. They built a portfolio, 16 single family homes. Now they have five apartment complexes totaling 534 doors. But what they did was they were real estate retired. You see, it's something you can do. You can do it, but you need to get around other people. We talk about surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded people to grow your faith, to believe that you can do it, that you can achieve financial independence. So number one is desire. You got to want it. And you got to know what you want. You got to know why. Number two is faith. You got to believe you can achieve your goal. Number three is auto-suggestion. Use affirmations to reach your goals. Now, I always think about Stuart Smalley looking, I don't know if you know who he is. He used to be on Saturday Night Live, and he would say, look in the mirror, and he'd say, you're awesome, you're smart, you're wonderful, and everybody likes you, or something like that. It was really goofy, and that's what I think about when I talk about this subject. But it is true. Turning a desire for success or financial independence into reality requires you sending your subconscious mind phrases and repetition that supports your goal. It is helpful to repeat it out loud. He'll explain. Explains it this way. He says, your ability to use the principle of auto-suggestion will depend very largely upon your capacity to concentrate upon a given desire until that desire becomes a burning obsession. Remember, number one, I said, you got to make this thing a burning obsession. When I was a kid, waking up was almost impossible for me. I mean, I could set the alarm, didn't matter how loud it was, I was going to sleep through it. I was horrible at it. My dad told me one night, he said, David, he said, do this. 10 times before you go to sleep, say this to yourself, I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. or whatever the time was. And I would do that. I would literally count on my fingers. I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. And I would do that. And you know what would happen? Every single time I would wake up at 6 a.m. That has never failed me in life. The only time I've ever overslept is when I didn't do that. Now, I do set alarms. I don't rely on that all the time. But if I have something really important and I've got to get up and go, then I say that to myself over and over again before I go to sleep. I've gone to bed at 2 a.m., needed to wake up at 4:30 a.m. for something really important. No alarm clock needed. Another example, as a kid, I tried water skiing at one point. No bueno. I think I was at camp. I don't know where I was, somewhere. I tried and I was drug around the lake, drank a bunch of water, never got out of the boat. Then later on, we bought a ski boat. My dad bought us a ski boat. And I don't know why I did it. I don't know where I got this idea, but I literally visualized in my mind exactly what it was like to be pulled up on top of the water skiing. I had never experienced that. Nobody ever told me to visualize this, but I had a clear picture in my mind. I don't know why I did that, but I did it. And I went out, and the first time I got in the water, I put the skis on, flailed around a little bit doing that, but the boat went forward, and I was on top of the water in 2 seconds. Most amazing thing, and I thought this is something, well, I didn't think it then. I thought later, this is something I need to remember, because how you think in those affirmations, how you talk to yourself will have a big impact on how your life turns out. Now, I was a pastor for 22 years, so I'm a little suspicious about Vulcan mind melds and New Age abracadabra silliness and all that stuff. But this idea of mind over matter, that is like straight out of the Bible. Philippians 4:8 says, whatever's true, whatever is noble, whatever is right. By the way, I don't care if you're religious, irreligious, atheist, whatever. This is true, okay? Whatever's true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything's excellent or praiseworthy, Philippians 4:8 says, think on those things. Why do you want to think on those things? Because what you think think about the most is what you're going to become. And so this idea of self-talk, there's a quote, I don't know who said it. He said, watch what you tell yourself, you're likely to believe it, whether it's good or bad. If you want financial freedom, you need to start focusing on financial freedom. My daughters, when they were growing up, I had heard it takes 10 positive statements for every one negative statement. So I really watched myself with that in terms of things that I said to them. I also, if they said something negative to them, I'd say, okay, come on, 10 positive things about yourself. Drove them crazy, but they'd do it some. But that's a big deal. About 2014, I was with a group of nonprofits. We were going to go into an impoverished community and renew the community. And the guy who got these groups together, he said, poverty is a spiritual issue. It's not about how much someone has. It's a mindset and a belief system. It's a mindset and a belief system. Hey, financial freedom is not about how much someone has. It is a mindset and a belief system. What is your mindset? What is your belief system? Does your belief system tell you that you can achieve financial freedom? You need to think about the way you talk to yourself. When you get on the other side of the break, I'm going to continue on this idea. I want to repeat what Zig Ziglar said. Repetition is the mother of learning. You start repeating those things in your mind. Change your mindset. Change your life. Glad you're here with me today.
Comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do you do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too if you know what to do. You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. We are talking about how to achieve financial independence, how to get to that place where your passive income meets or exceeds your expenses. And we're talking about Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. Mentioned at the beginning, that book revolutionized Del Walmsley's life. And, of course, you heard, if you were listening during the break, Del Walmsley, between 2008 and 2010, tripled his net worth. I mentioned that you need to get going right now. You need to get started. There is a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world, and if you're kind of waiting to see what's going to happen, you're going to wait and wait, and you're going to miss the opportunity. This is a great opportunity. It's even a great time of year, being year in, as I said, looking for real estate right now is a great time to be looking for real estate. Because if somebody's trying to sell real estate right now during the Christmas season, they really are motivated to sell it, because it's not the best time to sell. So you want to get going. You want to get started. We're talking about some of the different points from that book, Think and Grow Rich. I'd commend that book to you. As I said, Del Walmsley read that book, read it 6 or 7 times, maybe more, and went about and founded an organization, Lifestyles Unlimited, and he has helped thousands of people retire because of the desire he had to do that. Number one from the book is desire. You got to want what you want. And financial freedom, I said, a lot of people want financial freedom. They just think it's unattainable, so they don't really focus on it. And what Napoleon Hill says is you need to find that thing, and you need to obsess about that thing and make that a goal, make it something you think about all the time. Number two is faith. You got to believe you can achieve your goal. Relates back to number one in the sense I said some people, I'm never going to make it to financial freedom, so why would I even think about it? No, you can get there, and we can show you how to get there. Number three is auto-suggestion, using affirmations to reach your goal. Really important quote. Watch what you tell yourself, you're likely to believe it. Watch what you tell yourself, you're likely to believe it. You see, as I mentioned poverty is a spiritual issue. It's not about how much someone has. It's a mindset and a belief system. In the same way, financial freedom, having financial independence, is not, it's not about how much someone has. It's a mindset and a belief system. What is your mindset? What is your mindset? Begin to change your mindset. Sometimes I know this sounds like the Stuart Smalley stuff from Saturday Night Live, but it really matters how you think. Ziegler said, positive thinking can help you do everything better than negative thinking can. He also said, repetition is the mother of learning, the father of action, which makes it the architect of accomplishment. I put that on my Facebook page today. It's the mother of learning. So what are you repeating in your mind? What are you saying to yourself in your mind? Because you're talking to yourself all day long. Are you saying, I am becoming a successful real estate investor and I'm growing toward financial freedom every day? Begin to say things like that to yourself. I mentioned Alex Clark. He's one of our mentors out of San Antonio, was working a regular job, was doing everything he could to figure out a way to achieve financial freedom. Read every book that he could get his hands on that had the word rich or money or financial, any, if it had something in the title about becoming financially independent, that was his goal. That's what he really wanted to do. And he was obsessive about it. And joined Lifestyles Unlimited, became a multimillionaire by taking the education and going out. His first deal, he bought an apartment complex and just grew from there. One thing he has, he uses vision boards. He has used vision boards all the time. That is a great way to affirm what you want to do to achieve your goal. And so he has these boards and they'll have just different things that inspire him to work harder, to stay motivated. He is a really driven guy. Somebody along the way called him Turbo because he is always in turbo mode. And he is motivated, but he does the same thing that you need to do. Those affirmations, those thinking about, repeating to yourself over and over again how you're going to achieve what you're going to achieve. Vision boards, putting those together. Tony Robbins does a great job communicating about the power that you have to control your mental state. You do it with, one way you do it is with physiology. It's how you carry yourself, even your facial expressions. When you're in control of your state of mind, you are the master of your emotions, and you understand that life is happening for you, not to you. A victim mentality will get you nowhere. It'll get you nowhere. A lot of people think life is happening to me. It's happening to me all the time. Well, you can do that and you're going to be a victim for the rest of your life. Or you can become a master of your emotions and you understand life is happening for you. And the secret, one of the secrets is, as Tony Robbins talks about, is moving your body. Emotion is created by motion. I mean, think about it. When you're walking down the street and you've got your shoulders slumped over and you're walking kind of lazy, how do you feel? Do you feel happy? You feel pumped up? You feel confident? No, you feel kind of down. When you roll your shoulders back, you lift your chest up and you begin to walk with your head in the air, how do you feel? All of a sudden you feel a lot different. Robin says, observe your posture when you're happy as opposed to when you're sad, or what you look like when you're angry versus when you are elated. There's a difference. Your body language sends signals to your brain and the rest of the world about how you're feeling and how you're operating. It's not only your physical appearance, but it's also in your brain. If you have poor posture, it lends itself to poor emotions. It lends itself to a negative state. Good posture and alertness produces a more positive state. So think about your subconscious mind. Think about those things that you're saying to yourself. If your goal is to have financial independence, you begin thinking about all day long those things that you can repeat to yourself throughout the day, and you begin believing it when it comes to financial independence. If you get a map that will show you how to do single family and multifamily investing, you can reach financial independence as long as you have enough years on this earth. And we can teach you how to do that in 5 years or less. But along the way, you're going to need to change your mindset and get a mindset that believes you can do it. I believe you can do it. I know you can do it. I've seen enough people do it. I see people walk into Lifestyles all the time. They come in, they join. 10 months later, they own 10 single family houses. They're making $4,000 a month. Would $4,000 a month in passive income change your life? Maybe for some of you, it wouldn't. Maybe you say, no, I need like 10 times that. But for some of you, you'd be like, wow, that would be amazing. That would be life changing because that would get me in motion and I would rule the world eventually because that's how much it would impact me. And that's where you get a guy like Alex Clark, tells those kind of stories that motivate you, that grow your faith, that cause you to believe that you can achieve your goal. Number four is gain experiences and continue learning. Gain experiences and continue learning. Knowledge is potential power. Education only becomes powerful and leads to wealth, leads to financial freedom when it's organized and applied to life. It also has to be continually sought after, but it's got to be organized and applied to life. I had a BBA, I had an MBA, I've got all kinds of knowledge, but I didn't know how to organize that and apply that with a map where I could achieve financial independence. I had no idea. Oh, if I buy a single family house, I could do that with like $10,000 out of pocket on my first house and have $7,000 a year in passive income. That was amazing to me. I never knew that was even possible. So what I want to encourage you to do at this point, you need to go to the website, freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. I'm doing the one on December 22nd. That is coming up this Tuesday night. It's going to be at 8:30 Central Time. And I'm going to get you going. I'm going to get you started in understanding a different mindset and help you to understand the knowledge that you need to acquire, that you need to attain to achieve financial independence. As I said about Alex Clark, I learned a lot from him. He read book after book after book about wealth, and it led him down a lot of rabbit trails. He had stacks of bearer bonds. He bought silver and gold, which is the worst investment in the world. Oh, it makes money if it goes up. It loses money if it goes down. That's it. It's just a rock. It doesn't do anything else. And he found Lifestyles Unlimited, where he had focused learning that was gleaned from 30 years of mentoring 50,000 members on one subject. One subject we teach is achieving financial independence from single family and multifamily investing. I had just resigned myself to the fact that I was going to work until I died. Now, I liked my job. I was a pastor. It was great. Didn't bother me. But the idea of searching the world for a map for financial freedom, that just made me tired. I thought, I don't have time to read, 3,000 books on how to achieve financial freedom. When I walked into Lifestyles Unlimited, I said, hey, here's the map. Here's how you do it. I was like, wow, this is all the education I could ever need. So what I want to tell you to do, you need to do, go ahead and read the book, Think and Grow Rich. The point that I'm making right now is you need to get the education that you need, and you need to continually get education. I graduated with my MBA. I thought, wow, I'm done with learning. I don't have to go to class anymore. And my next door neighbor, who was a retired guy, he looked at me like I was stupid. And he said, man, you're going to be learning for the rest of your life. I was like, I thought I was really done with school. And I've been in school all of my life. I don't mean school in class. I mean school some way. Get the education. And lastly, there are 13 points in his book. I'm just getting to number six. This. Take action. Take action. What's one thing you can do today to get you where you want to go? Figure out what your expenses are. How much cash flow would you need to explain to cover all your expenses? Figure out what your wants are. How much cash flow to cover those? Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com or lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for the free workshop. But get those numbers in your head tonight. What do you need to achieve financial freedom? Glad you're with me. I love talking to you, sharing part of my day with you. Hope you have a great rest of the day.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.